Good morning, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
Paulo Coelho said, be a good person, but don't waste time to prove it. And this morning, my guest is the CEO and co-owner of Junk King Cincinnati. And his company wastes no time removing your junk, nor do they waste time to prove it. They just do it. How about that?
That's a good way to say it, Gary.
All right. You can use that. Please welcome my friend, Mr. Jack Brindamore. There we go. No headphones yet? I can fix that. We'll fix that. All right. So, first, before we get into the meat and potatoes of the show, I'd like to give away some gifts to my loyal listeners. This is for a $10 gift card to Starbucks. This is my music trivia. Who are we? The phone number here is 513-563-1480. Of course, if you haven't won in the past 60 days, then you qualify and can win today if you answer this question. In 1967, we entered the Billboard chart with A Whiter Shade of Pale that peaked at number 5. Who are we? Oh, that's easy. That's a real easy one. I got to fix something here real quick. All right, a little technical difficulty. It's live radio. You got us now, right?
Yes, yes. Ready to go.
Good deal. All right. In 1967, we entered the Billboard chart with A Whiter Shade of Pale that peaked at number 5. Who are we? Name the name of the group that made that iconic song so famous. Call 513-563-1480. The first two winners will get themselves a $10 gift card to Starbucks, our favorite coffee joint. All right. I have with me in the studio Mr. Jack Brindamore. I have his sales manager, director of sales.
Correct.
Sarah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. We'll talk to you the next break, after the first break. But first, it all started in 2011, Jack.
That's right. That's right.
You were just telling me the first time you were on the radio, you're coming, what, Pete just picked you up, says, come on, you're going with me. You thought you were going on a call or something, and he says, oh, we're going to stop by and do a radio show on the way.
It was one of my first couple months with Junk King. And yeah, we went to an appointment, and then he just swung by the studio, more or less just mentioned it casually, like, hey, we're going to stop and be on the radio. And, you know, and my youth, never been in the radio. I was like, what? You know, but you made it very easy, and we enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah, Pete was, he was a great guy. He grasped the whole radio thing. He did his own radio show for a while, And he picked you out of the flock. He said, he's my man.
Yeah, Pete was just a wonderful person. It's so good to revisit people that knew him and understand that everything we've done and continue to do was his vision that we've brought to life and expanded on.
Yeah, just like our Cincinnati Reds. They had a vision, I guess.
And yeah, how about last night? Man, exciting.
Man, what a game. That's unbelievable. So you've taken his vision, you spread it from Cincinnati, then you moved into the Dayton area, then into Louisville?
Correct. Yeah, so we're a franchise system, and we own 5 technical franchises, but really it's greater Cincinnati, greater Dayton, and greater Louisville right now.
Okay. And you've opened a couple new addresses here in the greater Cincinnati area to eliminate the carbon footprint. That's it.
Yeah, that's right. We have a location in Milford, and then we also are in Covington in Northern Kentucky, and it really allows. It's so helpful in a lot of different ways. But the main thing is, it's in the end, we picture ourselves having several hubs, kind of 10 to 15 miles apart, where you have smaller operations, and you can continue to have the culture we love to have at our company, and lower our carbon footprint.
Now, here's what you do for me. I met these folks about a month or so ago and went to their house in Mount Healthy, and the place was full of stuff. I mean, her brother passed away, left her the only heir to the house, and he was a musician. He had a studio set up in one room, and he had the living room full of musical stuff and just stuff everywhere, stuff that nobody will probably use. And so I gave him one of your coupons, and I said, you got to call Junk King. So they did. I think you went out last week, two truckloads, emptied the house. They cleaned it all up. They painted it. They dressed it up. I went and saw it yesterday. I went, holy cow. Difference. I mean, from night and day.
Sometimes people don't even realize the space that they don't have, that they can reclaim.
Yeah.
And it's especially when you clear out just years of stuff. So we come in, we're quick, professional, insured, and help people get that space back.
And the neat thing about what I tell folks, you know, there's a lot of other junk companies out there, and there's more and more coming on board that did some moving, and they says, oh, this junk business ought to be easy to get into. You just haul it away and take it up to Mount Rumpke and dump it in the landfill, right?
Well, and that's what other competition does. But the reason people support us is the fact that Junk King actually makes that extra effort. It mm-hmm. costs us more money to do the right thing. And we're able to, through things like King's Treasures, which we'll hear about in a bit, but we're able to keep things out of landfill and good people support us because of that.
Yeah. So you take everything back to your main place on Gondola Drive in Sharonville, and you sort through, and when you have a truckload of stuff, probably 10 or 15% will go to the landfill, if that
Yeah, matters. I mean, it's hit and miss. When we tear down a playset or shed or take a hot tub, 100% of that needs to go to landfill for the most part. But some jobs are 100% recycled or donated, and that's... It's kind of hit and miss, but if we had to pinpoint a percentage, I'd say 60 to 70% is what we keep out.
Mm-hmm. I remember one thing that Pete liked, his blueprint for a really successful company started with the employees and hiring people who wanted to learn a good craft, that wanted to learn to do a good job. And I get feedback from folks that when they call you out, they say, oh, man, he said they were so energetic, they were quick, they were clean, they were courteous. They can't say enough about your employees.
Keep going. I'll play this in Monday morning's meeting.
I want you to tell your folks that they are leaving a good impression on my clients.
We are so unbelievably blessed with our employees that you can train and build people in a lot of things, but the biggest thing we hire for is heart and personality. And when someone comes in and they don't have that smile and that I don't want to say image, but that persona that, mm-hmm. that makes customers feel comfortable, they just wouldn't be a good fit. So we're very selective, and people are kind of lined up to work at Junk King. It's when we need to hire, we tell our employees, and they're eager to tell their friends and family about it. And that's a special thing, speaks to our culture and what Pete had started there.
Yeah. We're in the people business. I tell people, I don't sell houses. I solve problems. You know, you don't haul junk. You solve problems.
It's a perfect way to say it.
And it starts with that initial phone call. I got a phone call 2 weeks ago, and it was my yard people that treat my yard. And I answered the phone, and he says, oh. He said, you answered. I said, yeah, I did. He says, well, he says, I was calling because it's grubworm time. He says, I'm giving a 20% discount. But he says, because you answered the phone, you're going to get an additional 20%.
So you signed right up.
I says, come
that,
on out.
If that person, if you want to send me their number, we'll hire them for a sales role. No, that's, yeah, it is an unusual thing. And everything's relationship-based in the world. And it's just growing apart from that in a way. So the people that have that persona is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. When you walk into a doctor's office or a dentist's office or whatever company you're going into, if they greet you with a smile and welcome you, you feel good about the place. They go, have a seat. All right. You know, it's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I always, no matter what, when I walk into work, everybody has things in life going on, but I always kind of in my mind, walking through the doors, I say, game on in a way. And you need to just always, from a leadership standpoint, just always try and be as positive as possible and have that smile, because it really does change people's days, and yeah. people uplift me. Every time I see you, you have such a positive positive aspect to how you say hello.
That's all we got, a smile, a cheer, and you know, how can we help? Let's talk about what when you come back to your warehouse with a load full of stuff, and a lot of it can be repurposed, recycled. It can do somebody else some good. You supply, what, 32, 35 nonprofits?
I think we're into the 50s now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's really special that we're able to do that on the back end. So there's just, if you look around your house, if you look around your business, your yard, there's so many things that you don't need that you aren't throwing away because it's not trash.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to find homes for over the years, and it's constantly changing, and we're finding new avenues for stuff. But we know who needs what when, and we're able to connect them.
Yeah. I had a gentleman from New Life Furniture Bank in here about 2 months ago, and, well, they do some great work.
Oh, New Life's wonderful. We've been a partner of theirs for over a decade. I was talking about them this morning at the gym to a random person, actually.
Uh-huh.
Just great organization.
Yeah. So here's how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. If you're thinking about selling your home, or you like the Smiths, she inherited her brother's house when he passed, and the place is full of stuff. There might be some valuable stuff there. So that's when we call in Jackie Denny from Everything But the House. And she can come in. It's amazing the things that they find that are of value. And then what's left over, you guys can take away, and you can find willing people that need stuff. I love the story of the Christmas about, what was it, 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Wow. That story is so impactful. I continue to share that. I'll give it the quick story. But basically, a lady was helped off the street, had her three sons. They were living in the car for like a month, and they, Operation Give Back actually helped them get an apartment.
Uh-huh.
And they called us and said, Jack, we got them an apartment. We have no mattresses. Does Junk King have any mattresses? And I was like, absolutely, come down right away so they don't have to sleep on the floor. We got all four of them at their own mattress, and then we ended up giving dishware and pots, pans, and couch, a TV stand. We furnished this entire apartment, and it was just a few weeks before Christmas.
Wow.
And the mother was walking out, and we stopped her, and we said, hey, do you have a Christmas tree? Just knowing she didn't, but
mm-hmm.
wanted to offer her one, and she just started bawling.
Mm.
I mean, it was like a release she had held in for so long. She said, I've never had a Christmas tree. I never expected my kids to have a Christmas tree. And Junk King just made me feel like human again for the first time in
wow,
so long.
That's so great. I'd like to express my gratitude to all our troops, veterans, first responders, and our heroes in service and health care. That is our nurses, doctors, nurses, aides, and health care staff, the EMT staff, the police and firefighters. So often they deal with life and death situations. Thank them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Junk King, Cincinnati, Dayton, and Louisville. Their number is 888-888-JUNK or 5865. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to have a moment with Miles. And then I'm going to introduce to you Sarah. And we're going to talk about King's Treasures, a really unique shop that you don't want to miss. So stay with us. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
House is a rockin', don't bother knocking. Yeah, the house is a rockin', don't you bother, come on in.
Junk King is your full-service junk and debris removal service and the greenest junk removal business in the tri-state. Recycling up to 60% of everything they haul. From a single TV to hot tubs, sheds, basement cleanouts, and commercial hauling, Junk King can haul it all. No worry, your on-site estimate is always free. Serving all of Greater Cincinnati, Dayton, and Northern Kentucky. Call 1-888-888-JUNK. That's 888-888-5865. Or look them up on the web, junk-king.com.
After 60 years, it's their last tour. The OJ's last stop on the Love Train Tour. Friday, August 18th, Rose Music Center at the Heights. Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Grammy Hall of Famers, and Philadelphia soul icons. Get reserved seats now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office. The OJ's last stop on the Love Train Tour.
Make new memories as you stroll down the indoor main street at Chesterwood Village in Westchester. It's where you can meet friends at the coffee shop, treat the grandkids to a couple of scoops at the ice cream parlor, or duck into the theater for a movie. Live on a quiet lane of patio homes, in a luxurious senior apartment, or in an assisted living suite with compassionate healthcare professionals just seconds away. At Chesterwood Village, you have the convenience of more specialized care if required, state-of-the-art rehab and therapy, as well as long-term respite or memory care. Chesterwood Village offers a home-like environment like no other, with daily activities to keep your mind and body moving. Call Jane at Chesterwood, a CareSpring community. Call today, 513-326-4000. That's 513-326-4000 for Chesterwood Village.
Take a step back away from the hurried life you live today and relax. Take a stroll through the Covered Bridge Antique Mall. For the past 29 years, Covered Bridge Antique Mall has been the go-to shop for treasure and bargain hunters from the tri-state and beyond. Beautiful antiques, jewelry collectibles, and one-of-a-kind items. Covered Bridge Antique Mall, a truly unique shopping experience. 7508 Hamilton Avenue in the heart of historic Mount Healthy. 513-521-6739 or visit their Facebook page. Covered Bridge Antique Mall is open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 till 5, close Monday, following all state recommended safety guidelines.
Research shows people remember ads with wacky sound effects. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, here's something zany.
Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. To reiterate, these sounds are just to help you remember how much you'll save. Oh, come on.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching. We are on Facebook and LinkedIn. My name is Gary Rosendahl, certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And now... He's not on? Okay. All right. Well, later on in the show, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. And next week, my guest is my friend, the musical insurance guy. He coined me the rock and roll realtor, Mr. Gary Rasmussen. You know Gary.
Yeah. I did not know that, though.
Yeah. He named me the rock and roll realtor. It was about 12, 13 years ago I met him. And... he introduced himself as the musical insurance guy. I said, well, that's really cool. Where'd you come up with that? And he told me a little bit of his story. He says, well, you're the rock and roll realtor. I said, I like that. I thought it was a little hokey at first, but it's really caught on. So that's the way it goes. So I am so grateful to all my regular listeners each week. To name a few, we've got Carol from South Lebanon, Betty Sanders, Steve Templin, Jane Reel, Felicia from Mason, Mike and Nancy Little from Indiana, Mike Carroll, Lonnie LeMaster, my family, and also all the many realtor friends that tune in or watch each week. Do we have, no? Okay, all right. Well, usually we have Miles calls in, but he's not calling in this morning, so we'll just plug along here. I'd like to introduce to you the director of sales at Junk King. Her name is Sarah Hoffer.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I know I mentioned to Jackie, he says, I got to bring Sarah down. Only he didn't tell you on the way here that all we're stop by.
He gave me a heads up.
Okay, talk right into the microphone. There you go. So years ago, while I was on tour with Air Supply in Asia, we were driving around the little streets, and I saw this sign. Actually, I took a picture of it. It says, We buy junk and sell antiques.
I thought,
oh, well, that's pretty cool. And so you guys have taken that to a different level. I mean, mm-hmm. You pick up people's junk, mm-hmm. and you see a value in it. And who came up with the King's Treasures idea?
I think it was a collaboration.
Yeah. Our best conversations and ideas come from just sitting down and talking
Good
with
answer.
Each other. But
yeah.
We'll give Sarah credit because she's the one who made it come to life. That's for certain.
All right. Sounds good. So this is a separate company than mm-hmm. Junk King, but mm-hmm. they rent the space from the Junk King warehouse.
We do, yeah.
And if you're looking to, if you need just a secondhand kitchen tables and chairs, or
we have, yeah, and it's a resale store, and we have an eclectic variety of items. So we have furniture, we have dishware, cookware, we have collectibles, artwork. It's pretty much anything. At clothing, purses.
You just don't know from one day to the next
you
what you're going to find.
No, that's what's exciting about the job.
You just have to stop and go in and do some shopping.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
So you can go in there and you can get stuff that are in good, decent,
good condition. Yeah.
And I'm absolutely. Sure you sanitize everything and mm-hmm. clean everything up.
Absolutely, so yes.
Put it in the back of their car or their truck and take it home and start using it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they can pick it up for cheap.
Very cheap. I did a lot of research on resale stores, and one of the major complaints was the pricing was too high. So uh-huh. we're very conscious of having low pricing in the store.
So anybody, if they got kids that are moving into Cincinnati that are need to fill up a couple rooms that are going to UC or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, we have a lot of people with who have their children are getting in their first apartment, or mm-hmm. and they'll come in and then they'll take pictures and send them to their kids. And it's a good way to furnish an apartment at a reasonable price.
Wow.
And also, you know, help with sustainability.
Okay. I need to revisit our trivia question one more time. We entered the Billboard chart with A Whiter Shade of Pale that peaked at number 5. Who are we? That answer will get yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks. Our phone number here is 513-563-1480. Everyone's heard that song, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Come on, folks. 513-563-1480. Just give us a call and win yourself a $10 gift card to Starbucks. So, King's Treasures. Mm-hmm. Now, if you have stuff that, you know, you piled it into the basement, mm-hmm. or you can't put your car in the garage because you have all this stuff left. Maybe it happened with Mary Jo and I. Our second daughter, she graduated from college, and she moved back home. Of course, all her stuff from 4 years came with her. And where to go? Went in the garage, mm-hmm. sat there for a couple of years. And then she moved back out again, got some new stuff.
Yeah, and then the stuff stays.
Yeah. So he says, do you need any of this stuff? So, of course, Junk King came out. I think we've had him out 3 or 4 times already, hauled most of that stuff away. Stuff keeps piling up. I don't know where it comes from. But so King's Treasures, what are some of the neat things that – what do you have that's in there today that somebody – you're open today, I think, from noon to 4?
10 to 2 on Saturdays, and then during the week, 10 to 6.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now, one thing that came in that was exciting is we have 2 scoreboards from a school, and I think those would be good for a man cave.
Okay.
One of them's working, the other one we're working on to get working, but that was really exciting to have come in.
Is it like a high school scoreboard?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh. Yeah. It's really fun. And we have a lot of dining sets that just came in. So if someone's looking for that, that would be a good place to find things. We also get a lot of mid-century modern furniture, which a lot of people collect mid-century modern.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And just some interesting collectibles. The other day I just sold an Underwood typewriter from the 1920s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so a lot of interesting things come in that you wouldn't expect, that are in very good condition. So it's really fun.
The Underwood, is that with their little round
yeah,
buttons?
Yeah, the black. Yeah.
Yeah. Hit them
kids
hard.
Come in if there's a rotary phone or a typewriter, and they're like, what
this?
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Some of the old computers.
Yeah. So it's really interesting what comes in.
A lot of collectible stuff and a mm-hmm. lot of practical stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, wow. It's a good combination.
Oh, that's cool. So, winter and spring is just about gone, but the remnants you don't want are piling up. You need to call Junk King 513. No, 1-800-888-JUNK-5865. That'll get right to your office, right?
Yeah, they can get in touch with us. There's so many different numbers, but that's the easiest to remember. 888-888-5865.
Yeah, or 888-888-JUNK.
That's right.
So tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for John Englehart and Soda Shop Sunday right here on WDJO. So we have Sarah Hoffer. She is Director of Sales at Junk King. How long have you been there now, Sarah?
I started in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
And almost a year.
Mm-hmm. And the store opened, I think, at the end of October.
So you came in, you opened the store up, and away mm-hmm. you go.
Yeah.
And now, if you want to get to King's Treasure, you have a Facebook page.
We do. It's King's Treasure Shop with a Purpose. And that's the best way to find us or
just
communicate with us.
Just type that in Google uh-huh. and it'll pop up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
King's Treasure, Shop with a Purpose.
Mm-hmm. And we're located on Junk King's address. So it's 11430 Gondola Street.
Gondola Street. You can't miss it. If you're going up I-75, right before you get to 275, look to your right. You're going to see this huge place that says Junk King all over the place. and the side of a truck about the Dragonfly Foundation.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a special start to the mm-hmm. parking lot.
Right, right. So where's it going to go from here?
Well, that's the exciting part, because we're just going to it's kind of a grassroots store. We're just kind of growing it organically, and I'm excited to see where it does go.
So people that have some good ideas can come in and say, why don't you do this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're open to feedback and ideas.
And if they're exciting, if they're have some great ideas and they need a job and they want to work, they can see Jack.
If they roll up their sleeves.
Roll up their sleeves and willing to work.
That's a small business for you. Yeah, we do what it takes. But one thing I want to mention before we go off this topic is the reason our tagline is Shop with a Purpose is each month, a different mm-hmm. nonprofit gets a percent of the proceeds.
Right.
So we keep that philanthropic feel that Junk King has with this King's Treasures. And it's why shop somewhere where a nonprofit doesn't benefit from it?
Exactly.
We raised, you just mentioned New Life. We raised $500-something for them just a few months ago. And so it's an exciting part of the store.
From King's Treasure.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. $500 a month.
Yeah, like Dragonfly, the first one we did it, I think, was $875. So okay. The amount varies. It's based on how much we sell, but we sell several thousand items a month. It's if you come in this week, next week it will be completely different. So there'll be some things that obviously don't sell right mm-hmm. away, but the amount of volume that we have to move, which is why it's priced so low.
Mm-hmm.
Table and four chairs, I mean, $48, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, we try to keep it low. And we've sold over 13,000 items, which equals out to be about 345 tons, which is the amount of a 747 Boeing or 15 school buses. So that's what the store, Junk King, has kept a lot out of the landfill, but that's how much the store has kept out of the landfill. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, and I know my little thing in here. How many pounds of junk is equivalent to 72 school buses?
Well, we know.
Yes, you do.
Because of our impact report. Yeah, last year, Junk King and King's Treasures combined, we were able to keep 860,000 pounds out of Cincinnati's landfill.
Wow.
And to put that in perspective, it's 72 school buses a weight or 5 Boeing 727 airplanes. And it's real impact. Everything to
Now imagine how large a Boeing 727 is. 5 of those.
And weight,
full of
and
junk,
weight. And volume's probably 10 times that, too.
Wow. That's crazy. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Junk King, Cincinnati, Dayton, and Louisville. 888-888-JUNK, J-U-N-K, or 5865. Give us a call, 513-563-1480, and ask for the $50 off coupon. I have some coupons here for $50 off on a truckload. That's a huge savings. And if you haven't had your car in the garage for a couple of years because of all that stuff, or your shed is overflowing with stuff you haven't used for 3 or 4 years, a couple of trees fell down the back end of your lot. I know Mel and Pam over in Independence, Kentucky, they did the walkthrough and they had all this stuff left over, and they go, well, who's, they didn't notice it before, and they had dead trees. I says, here, call Junk King. So they called you, and they used the dumpster thing, and we'll talk about that. So we'll be right back. Coming up next is my music history, and then we're going to talk about what is styrofoam and how do you get rid of it. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Have you been thinking about selling your house, or maybe thinking about downsizing, and the process just seems overwhelming? Either way, we've got the answers. Gary Rosignol, real estate pro at RE/MAX Preferred Group and host of the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour, has put his vast real estate knowledge to work for people like you. He can help you put together a plan for selling your home or finding a new place to settle down. And why is now the best time to make your move? Rent prices are always going up, so buying a home is your best option. Let Gary walk you through the process. Call him today at 513-777-2402. That's 513-777-2402 to get started. He's licensed in Ohio and Kentucky, so he can help you out no matter where you live.
Ian Anderson presents Jethro Tull. The Seven Decades Tour. August 22nd, PNC Pavilion. A night filled with unforgettable classics. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and PNCPavilion.com. New album, Rock Float, out now.
How many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today. A good deal better
at John Nolan. There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. Stem, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment free.
Well, it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's music history. And on this day, back in 1967, Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale entered the Billboard chart, where it would peak at number 5. The song was written by the band around a melody composed by the group's organist, Matthew Fisher, who was inspired by the chord progression of Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestral Suite in D, composed between 1725 and 1739. On this day in 1990, New Kids on the Block's Donnie Wahlberg spent 2 days in the hospital after falling through an unlocked trapdoor mid-concert in Saratoga Springs, New York. Donnie Wahlberg currently stars as the fictional NYPD detective First Grade and one of the main characters, Donnie Reagan, in the television series Blue Bloods, being the eldest son of Commissioner Frank Reagan, played by Tom Selleck. I love that show. I didn't realize he was one of those On this day in 1999, Eric Clapton put 100 of his guitars up for auction at Christie's in New York City to raise money for his drug rehab clinic, the Crossroads Center in Antigua. His 1956 Fender Stratocaster named Brownie, which was used to record the electric version of Layla, sold for a record $497,500. The auction helped raise nearly $5 million for the clinic. I thought you'd appreciate that.
That's amazing.
Let's start what we do. Give back to the community. On this day in 2010, a rare oversized two-part poster featuring Led Zeppelin, the New Barbarians, and others at Kebworth Park on August the 4th and August 11th in 1971 sold for $7,480 at Christie's Rock and Roll Auction held in South Kensington, London. At the same auction, a print of Led Zeppelin's backstage in front of Blackboard, taken at Tampa Stadium, June 3, 1977, sold for $2,244. I'm sure all those profits went to Christie's. On this day in the year 2012, Billboard.com named Olivia Newton-John's 1982 hit Physical as the sexiest song of all time. Other classic rock songs that made the top 10 in that category were Rod Stewart's Tonight's the Night, Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On, Donna Summer's Hot Stuff, and another Rod Stewart contribution, Do You Think I'm Sexy? On this day in 2016, a U.S. jury concluded that Led Zeppelin did not copy the opening chords of Stairway to Heaven from the U.S. band Spirit, saying the riff Led Zeppelin was accused of taking from Spirit's 1967 song Taurus was not intrinsically similar to Stairway's opening. During the trial, defense lawyers argued the chord progression in question was very common and had been in use for more than 300 years. Don't sound anything. Born on this day back in 1944, English rock guitarist Jeff Beck. He replaced Eric Clapton in the Yardbirds, and as a solo artist, he released the 1967 single Hi-Ho Silver Lining before forming the Jeff Beck Group, which featured Rod Stewart. His 1975 album Blow by Blow was produced by George Martin and set a new standard of jazz rock fusion music. Beck had previously formed Beck Bogart and Appice with Tom Bogart and Carmen Appice and later recorded with the Honey Drippers alongside Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, and Nile Rodgers, who had the 1984 U.S. number 3 single Sea of Love. Beck died on January 10th in 2023 from a bacterial meningitis infection at a hospital near Riverhall, England. He was 78 years old. So there you go. I hope these music notes brought you as much fun as I did while researching them for you. I'm called the Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band in Cincinnati, Bluestone Ivory. You can go to bluestoneivory.com and see our full schedule coming up in 2 weeks. July the 7th, we'll be at Deerfield Township, Coney Island on August the 4th, August the 11th, St. Elizabeth and Seton East in Milford. The 26th will be at Keener Park in Westchester and September 9 back at Jim and Jack's. BluestoneIvory.com. Jack, what is styrofoam? You've done all the research on this, and you know all the right answers to this stuff, and we just take it for granted. It comes in packages, and things are packed in it. You can buy coolers made out of styrofoam, but you can't get rid of that stuff, can you?
That's right. And when you ask what is styrofoam, I was going to say, well, it's this white light, you know, but really it's a problem. It's a big problem, an issue for the world. And we've learned so much about it.
It never goes away.
It doesn't. It's the only thing that we are aware of that never decomposes. So it's toxic. It never goes away. And 14 million pounds are being created a year right now. Wow. And that number's just going up.
So you stepped up to the plate big time.
We have. We educated ourselves, and it's not a moneymaker for us at all. Customer.
The equipment cost you a small fortune, didn't it?
Yeah, we were lucky. We did get a grant for the majority of it.
Okay.
It's a densifier. It's a cold densifier. but handling it, there's just not a big market for it. So we're able to recycle it, which people can drop off styrofoam to our recycling center in Sharonville for free, businesses or individuals. And then like park bench and insulation and things like that can be made from it.
But you'll take a room this size full of styrofoam and you densify it into just a little cube, right?
It's unbelievable. It's a 60-to-1 ratio.
Wow.
So, like, if you take a average SUV, that would break down to like a 1x1x1 cube or so. It's just, and then when you hold it, you know how light styrofoam is. When you hold these blocks at our recycling center, they're heavy.
Hmm.
And it's just, at a minimum, it's 60 less truckloads to the recycling plant that actually produces the insulation.
Wow. So, styrofoam, is there anything that Junk King refuses to take?
Your husband or your wife? That's a question we're asked sometimes. But anything flammable. So propane tanks, gasoline, things like that. Hazardous chemicals we can't take, which you can call your city for. But, but yeah, we'll go places for one item, or we'll go places for 30 years worth of stuff. So there's no minimum amount of items that our crew can come out and take for you.
And you don't put the customer on the clock. It's based on how full you fill the truck.
Correct. Our pricing is volume based. So the way it works is we come out with two people, normally an empty truck. We take a look at what you want to get rid of, walking through your house, your basement, your attic, wherever everything may be. And we give you a price based on how much volume of our truck it'll take. And it's a free estimate. If you're happy with it, we take it all right then. Or we can just give you a free estimate and maybe come back another day.
And you guys can pack that truck. I mean, it's incredible. Now, you do offer another service, a drop-off dumpster. You place it in their driveway for, what, 3 days or something?
Yes, it's a 12-cubic yard dumpster. So they're about the size of an average parking spot, 12 feet long, 8 feet wide, about, I think, 5 feet or so tall. But they're great for, like, slow reorganizing. Like, if a parent has dementia and needs to go in a nursing home or something, you want to make sure you don't lose that old coin collection or something they may have stashed away. or like, a remodel project, tearing up a deck, tearing out an old bathroom, some yard debris, whatever it may be.
Yeah. And then they can just take their time. But the thing that's interesting is we customers can't pack that dumpster as tight and get as much stuff in that 12-foot dumpster than what you guys can do in one of your trucks.
Yeah, our trucks are larger, but most of our employees are young 20s and have they're just so quick and they're just so efficient and are able to we call it kind of like playing Tetris when they load the trucks because they'll fit things in how they need to go. But dumpsters, again, great option. They have polyfiber wheels that don't tear up your driveway, and you can find out more about that at our website, junk-king.com.
Yeah. So if you don't want a truck and professionals to come out to your home, you can rent that dumpster, and it's probably a lot less expensive than having a truck come out.
It's not substantially. I mean, it's a little less because you don't have the labor, but we still have to drive there twice. Mm-hmm. So, and it's harder to donate and recycle what we can from a dumpster because we didn't load it, and it's open air with the weather and whatnot.
So you have the Junk King self-service dumpster option.
Correct.
And they can use this $50 coupon for either or, right?
There's a $25 coupon on there for our dumpsters. They aren't margins aren't as large. They're a little thinner. So,
right.
But yes, the coupon will work for a dumpster or our full service.
Their number is 888-888-JUNK or 5865. Call them today. You'll not be sorry you did if you have all that stuff left over. Jeez. Claim back your garage, your shed, your backyard, your patio, your basement. Oh, my gosh. You know how many basements I go in? I see all this stuff piled up. I just carry these around. I say, here, call Junk King.
Hey, it's a good service to recommend in the sense that people just hold on to stuff because it's not. It still has a life to it. So knowing that it has another life through Junk King is a great, great thing.
Right. Stay with us. Next, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. If our phones are working, are they, Dan? Okay, they are working now. Sorry we missed Moment with Miles because our phones were down, but we got them up and running right now. The guys are scurrying around the studio getting that all fixed. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
The knocking in the house is a rocket. Don't you bother, come on in.
Junk King is your full-service junk and debris removal service and the greenest junk removal business in the tri-state. Recycling up to 60% of everything they haul. From a single TV to hot tubs, sheds, basement cleanouts, and commercial hauling, Junk King can haul it all. No worry, your on-site estimate is always free. Serving all of Greater Cincinnati, Dayton, and Northern Kentucky. Call 1-888-888-JUNK. That's 888-888-5865. Or look them up on the web, junk-king.com.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations.
Please don't leave me, girl.
And the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. Friday, July 28th, Rose Music Center at the Heights. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Rose Music Center box office. The Temptations and the Four Tops.
Honey, I can't get this done. I'll have to call a plumber.
We'll make it Zins Plumbing. I've never heard anything but the best about them.
Why's that?
They're a longtime local family-owned firm that I know I can trust.
Zins Plumbing? Okay, I'll call them.
Zins Plumbing, can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. My wife gave me strict orders to call only you.
Well, we appreciate that. We do try to be the best plumbing firm in town, and we've been at it close to 40 years now.
Well, how do you charge? Do I get a shock when I see the bill?
With Zins Plumbing, you'll always know how much a job will cost before we start. We bill on a flat rate basis, not an inefficient hourly billing system.
How soon can I get service?
Usually on the same day. We work within a 2-hour time frame.
That sounds great.
Zins Plumbing is great. Ask anyone who knows. Call them at 513-681-2501. 681-2501.
Hear what customers are saying.
One of the cutest little places with options for both indoor and outdoor seating that adapts to all seasons. In summer, the patio is set with a great seasonal cocktail menu. In colder weather, they do have a giant fire to gather around and keep you warm. And you can enjoy a drink inside a cozy atmosphere. My favorite, Great Vibes Place, and perfect for a relaxing night with close friends.
The Blind Lemon, open 7 nights a week. Live music 7 nights a week. The Blind Lemon, 936 Hatch, Mount Adams.
Elvis and Rock and Roll Steve Chook Dance and Show will be on Friday night, August 25th. Performances by Steve and his three lovely gals singing backup and solo spots, too, at Moonlight Gardens Pavilion Ballroom with roof above and no fear of rain.
Hey, you!
Friday night, August 25th. Great performances by Steve and his live band and show. Call for tickets at the Jewel King store in Newport at 859-491-3461. 859-491-3461. The Steve Chook Dance and Show, Friday night, August 25th.
Get on. Let's rock your house.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rosignol. I am your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. The Dragonfly Foundation supports pediatric cancer families and patients by an amazing feat. They have built a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and our community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the USA, our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital. I'm so grateful to have this gentleman on my show each week. He and Jack Brennamore are both on the board of directors of the Dragonfly Foundation. Thank you for your service. And Bill is their number one cheerleader and their number one fan for years. This is my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Gary. Great show with Junk King in the house today.
Yeah, Jack's sitting right here.
Yeah, it's my buddy from the Dragonfly board, Jack Brennamore. Great guy.
Hey there, Bill.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing great.
I'll tell you, Gary, like you, I've used Junk King four times now in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
As you know, I downsized from 5,500 square feet down to 1,900, and included in that 5,500, my mom's house was fully furnished. So we have used that service, and I'll tell you what, the quality of the people that show up and do the work, they're amazing. They're polite. They are professional. They move at light speed. As you said, Gary, packing one of those trucks is an art and a science.
Mm-hmm.
They can get twice as much in that truck as you and I could, Gary.
Right.
And it's just amazing. And these kids are strong. They're polite. They move quickly. And I just can't say enough about them. I'll never use anybody else.
Yeah. And, you know, for me, it makes me look good because when I refer them to a client and the client comes back and says, oh, my gosh, we are so grateful that you referred us to Junk King because they did such a great job. And they just rave on and on. And what can I say?
Yeah, I referred Junk King to my best friend, and he was just blown away by how good they were.
Exactly. So there you go.
I'm just sitting here thanking you, Bill. What an amazing way to say things. Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the Dragonfly Foundation, Bill. Tell us real quick what they are. If any of my listeners have not heard of Dragonfly before, they should have. But if they haven't, what are they and what do they do?
Well, first of all, the organization's coming up on 12 years in existence. And it was founded by Christine Knightsky and her husband, Jim Knightsky, who were just amazing people. And it was born out of their experience at Cincinnati Children's, where what they found was the medical side was just amazing. But when you go through that experience of having to get your kid directly to Children's, and as you know, Gary, they get them into treatment right away, You are spinning as a family. Your life comes to a screeching halt in every other area, professionally, the other siblings. And the mom and dad are looking at each other going, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? And they're trying to put on a good face for the patient. But that's where we come in. We're not out there searching for a cure. We're rooting for the cures to be found as soon as possible. We're there for the emotional support of the family. And it starts, as you know, by getting them the supplies that they never would have thought they would have needed for a stay at Cincinnati Children's. So we come up with the big blue bag, and it's got everything they need right there. So the families are always very appreciative. But as we get to know the families, what are their likes? Where do they like to go out to eat? What sorts of music do they like? As we find out about the families, we then plug them into different events. We give away a lot of concert tickets to Riverbend and all sorts of shows. And then, as you know, we have events. Like, for example, coming up in August, we've got the motorcycle ride for Dragonfly. I would venture to say, Gary, that every one of your listeners knows someone who loves to ride their motorcycle. Well, we have a great motorcycle event. There's live auctions. There's silent auctions. The ride is a lot of fun for people that love to ride. And then we've got live music and great food and drink for the balance of the day. So that's going to be at Queen City Harley on August the 26th.
And that is located right there. Is that the one in Westchester, the new place?
It is. Queen City Harley, right there on Route 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great event. That is a great event. So we'll look forward to that in August, on August the 5th.
Right. But, if you know, we have a wonderful website, Gary. If you just go to www.dragonfly.org, there's an event calendar. And so, you know, your listeners can just make that a favorite page up there in the top right, push the star. And they can visit the website, you know, once a month or so and just plug in where you'd like to plug in. And we're always looking for volunteers. So if you want to do some great work out there in the community, volunteer for one of our events.
But the one thing that the Dragonfly Foundation can use plenty of are gift cards of any type for any gas station, grocery store, restaurant, you name it. Gift cards, gift cards, gift cards. And I think,
you can imagine giving out cash is problematic.
Yeah.
So we run on gift cards. And like you said, gas, groceries, restaurant gift cards, movie theater gift cards. If the family wants to go out and see a movie, I will make myself available to pick those gift cards up anywhere within your listening area.
Well, we're celebrating Ayla D, the cruises cycle. So here's one way you can hit a home run and do the cycle for the Dragonfly Foundation. Go to Kroger's, use your Kroger Community Rewards card, which is pinpointed for the Dragonfly Foundation. Swipe that, buy a gift card, and you got yourself a home run. So we're just about out of time. Thanks to all who listened and watched today on Facebook and LinkedIn. And my guests, Jack Brindamore and Sarah Hoffer with Junk King. Thanks for coming down, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Remember, I am a realtor, certified residential specialist, and a senior real estate specialist. I do all this so I can help you better. Call me at 513-777-2402. Stay tuned for the Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams. Junk King always puts a smile on your face, so this song should be their theme song. This is Bluestone Ivory's live recorded version of the Chicago hit, Make Me Smile.
Children play in the park, they don't know I'm alone in the dark. Even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside, I'm so happy that you love me. Life is lovely even more when you're near me. Tell me you will stay, make me smile.
For another great show, and if you have any real estate question, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Bluestone Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.